Bless our gathering this day. We pray in Jesus' name. All right, together with Psalm 96.
We're supposed to get something either in the Bible or in history about someone who said something about God. And Cyprian, I think that was it.
Cyprian.
He said he was talking about God. He cannot be seen, for he is too bright for vision. He cannot be comprehended, for he is too great, for he is too pure for perception. He cannot be estimated, for he is too great for our perception. Lactantius wrote this: "The secret of the Most High God, who created all things, cannot be attained by our own ability and perceptions. If human thought could reach to the counsels and arrangements of that eternal majesty, there would be no difference between God and man."
I got Luke 6:35. "But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. You shall be children of the highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and the evil." I thought that was good, so that we would want to be like God and help the people that aren't just good, but also the bad people.
Matthew 16:16.
Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ of the Son of the living God."
Samuel F. B. Morse invented the telegraph. The first message he sent was this: "What hath God wrought?" He gave God the credit.
John 14:21. "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." And that inspires me to want to keep God's commandments.
Okay, very good. For next week, boys, tell about a man who you want to be like, and tell why you would like to be like him. What it is about that man that makes you want to be like him when you're a man. And the big boys here can do the same thing next week. Okay, you may go back.
Verse in Psalm that says, "God's our refuge and our strength, very present help in trouble." Always like that verse. And whatever you're going through, whatever your problem is, you can always count on God. He's always been there and always will be.
I had a couple, several verses in Psalm 145, starting verse 17. "The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill his desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but the wicked will he destroy."
And Isaiah 40:28-29. "So then, have you not known, have you not heard? The everlasting God, the God who created the ends of the earth, neither hungers nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives strength to the hungry and sorrow to those who do not grieve."
This is one of Tertullian's writings. "God is both a perfect father and a perfect master. He is a father in his mercy, but a father in his discipline."
Master
in his discipline.
I've always liked Acts 17 that talks about to the unknown God. Verse 27, "So that they should seek the Lord, in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your poets have said. For we are of his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold, silver, or stone, or something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he shall judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by rising him from the dead." And then I also had a quote that I've always liked by Einstein. It's, "God doesn't play dice." That's all it is.
God does not play dice.
Okay.
At Matthew 16:16, "And Simon said, and Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God.
In Psalm 118, David said, "How I love your law, O Lord. It is my meditation the whole day long. You make me wiser than my enemies. How sweet to my taste is your teachings, more than honey and the honeycomb in my mouth. I gained understanding because of your commandments. Therefore, I hate every unrighteous way."
Mark 1:7-8. And he was preaching and saying, "After me one is coming who is mightier than I, and I am not fit to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandal."
I got John 20:28, where it talks about where Thomas said that, "My Lord and my God." I just thought that was pretty neat because he was the first disciple to say that.
I have Revelation 21:6, and he said unto me, "It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely."